There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. The only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk Radio helps you get well, stay well, and live well. So many times I hear people talk about eating a healthy diet. And I talk about it all the time. It's one of our mainstays when it comes to overall health. And now, of course, it's funny how we talk about things for like 20 years and then they come out with a study. And they're saying now that eating a healthy diet is linked to lower death rates from heart disease, cancer, and other diseases they're finding. Well, we've known that. We know that eating makes a big difference, but our lifestyle really does. Now, the southeastern United States, which is where I'm from, has always known to be the fattest, not the fittest, and have always been the ones pretty much that are the unhealthiest to boot. So they did a lot of these studies there in the southeast. They looked at African Americans, they looked at lower income communities, they looked at middle income communities as well, among all types of ethnic groups. They did the study at Vanderbilt, my home, original hometown in Nashville, and Dr. Wei Xing actually was the chief of the Department of Epidemiology. And the take-home message was that a better diet can help prevent illness in the underserved population. So it's also a professor of medicine at Vanderbilt did this with him. The study involved about 80,000 adults in the participation. And, of course, the volunteers competed or completed detailed questionnaires. They looked at different areas, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, seafood, nuts, legumes, what they had in their diet on a regular basis, the foods that they ate, and what they did to their overall health. And they found that those that increased their dietary intake and had better foods made the greater impact in their overall health. Pretty exciting. So it's good to see that all the work that's being done to promote that is helping. My greatest concern is that what are we doing to make sure that those in the lower income brackets are able to afford it? Because, I mean, the challenge is you go to the grocery store if you're on food stamps, and it's very hard to get fruits and vegetables for four kids and without doing the box dinners and hardly getting the better food choices, which lends itself to more disease. That's the challenge. So I think that's what we have in front of us to be able to get our kids and our next generation the foods that they need so they can live a healthy life. I mean, that is really the goal when you look at it. I mean, I think that's one of our duties to make happen. 888-283-7272. If you haven't downloaded our app, go check it out. Go to the App Store and download On Call Radio. You can just look it up in there. It's free. Download it. Listen to the show. It's an easy way to catch really everything that we're talking about here. You can replay it. And then also, if you miss something, so sometimes encouragement is what you need. Sometimes you need somebody to take you by the hand, lift you up. Sometimes it's tough to put down the donut. Hey, it's okay. I mean, none of us are perfect. Sometimes it's tough to do that. And you need that little bit of push. You need that little bit of help. And that's all right to say that. It's okay to say that you need that. Well, on the show, that's what we're here for every day. You can plug in, tune in, and if you need me to yell at you a little bit, no problem. Just call me. I'll jump in and do that in a very loving way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And don't forget our lifestyle providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do and can help you along the way. Go to the website. Jane, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hi, I was wondering about the benefits of avocado oil for cooking. I know I switched over to coconut oil. Thoughts were on avocado oil?
Well, a couple things. The avocado oil is actually really good. I like it. Now, for cooking, my top three oils for cooking, coconut oil, real butter, and grapeseed oil. Those are my top three. So you do those, and you're doing great. My opinion, they're just, they don't break down under heat. The foods taste great with them, and there's so many antioxidants and medicinal properties in those oils that it makes a tremendous difference. So I would encourage you to look at that. For sure. Okay. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to oncallradio.com. Kindergartners, though, now soda intake is linked to aggression. So the 5-year-olds, they did a study with this. And I understand you probably don't give your kids soda every day. I hope not, if at all, or you come up with natural ways of doing that. There's a really good soda out called Zevia. It's still in a can, but it's made with stevia and it doesn't have all the coloring in it. So if they have to have soda or you want to give them a treat every now and then, that's a good way to go. Or you can just make your own with seltzer water, and you can use either lemons or limes and add some stevia with it, and it tastes fantastic. So after looking at about 3,000 urban families of 5-year-olds, they did studies on this, and they said that kindergartners who downed 4 more servings a day were very aggressive. Of course, you got caffeine in that too. So there's your major aggressive. I mean, give a kid a cup of coffee every day, and they're going to be aggressive at 5. I'm just saying. So, again, in the study, the child psychologist looked at it, and they said, well, it might not. But we know for a fact the American Academy of Pediatrics said that we need to eliminate sodas from their diet. Well, yes, that would agree with that. The sodas really don't need to be in anyone's diet. And if you do, again, natural versions of that would be the better choice. That's for sure. Got to take care of our kids, folks. Kids don't know how to eat. I'm getting more on this in the show. But kids don't know how to eat. I mean, we teach them. And if your kid's eating all kind of junk food, it's because you taught them that. And I had a pediatrician when I was in my medical training. And I watched him. And, because I've got a heart for kids. I really do. I mean, it's just, a kid wants something. Of course, I think we all do, right? You want to give it to them. But one mom came in there and all her kid would eat was junk food. That's it. And I watched this pediatrician tell her that, don't feed him. Of course, a mother, every 5 seconds you're asking your kid, are you hungry? Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat? Are you okay? So the nurturing side of her was like, what? What in the world are you telling me this for? Well, the reality is he was right. And what will happen is that the child just wants what they want. If they've had chocolate, they just want chocolate all the time, right? It tastes good to them. But if they get hungry enough, the green beans and the grilled chicken, it's going to taste good. Okay, so if you just let them, that's what the pediatrician who'd been doing it for like 30 years had said. And sure enough, she came in, I guess, for a follow-up in a month, and her little child was eating, all kinds of things, vegetables, and she said it really transformed their eating patterns. And I say that because I think as parents, maybe sometimes you get frustrated and you don't want to give your kid certain foods because they don't want it or they complain about it. But if you'll hold tight and if you will stay the course and really give them the foods that you know that they need, then you will encourage them and steer them in the direction the way they need to go. And that is an absolute key. So I hope that encourages you, because we lay the foundation for our kids. If your kids get fat, it's not because they have a fat gene. It's because what you're feeding them is making them fat. And if you're fat yourself, I'm not pointing a finger, but I'm telling you this, it's time to get your life in order at some level, even if obesity or whatever it is, if you're heavily obese, because even if you're overweight and you're doing your best, I'm okay with that. But if you're just eating recklessly and then feeding your kids recklessly, that's where I have a challenge with. So if you're on your way down, working on it, still a little bit overweight, no problem. At least you're laying out a good eating plan for your kids so they have something good to model. And as they grow, they'll have a good pattern to follow. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, and our choices matter every single day. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. On this show, we want to make sure that you make really, really good choices. Why? Because you can. I know you can. If you haven't started eating well, eat one meal a day that's healthy. If you haven't started exercising, get up and walk 5 minutes a day and set a goal. Do it 5 to 6 days a week. Do the little things that we need to do to get those big results. That is what it's all about. And really, at the end of the day, when it comes to your health, it's the daily choices that build up in that health account that matters. All right, heavy coffee drinkers, you're not going to like this. I know. When I talk coffee, I'm not against coffee. Coffee has some very good benefits. You're like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Because people that are hooked on it will look for anything. I mean, they'll look for a study that says 1% of coffee drinkers, you know, decrease cancer. They're like, see that 1%. So I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying heavy coffee drinking, they say now, is tied to shorter lives in younger adults. So here's the deal. Skeptical experts cautioned that a study over 40,000 adults have major limitations. And the findings don't show that coffee actually causes an early death, but study co-author Dr. Carl Labby, who's a professor of medicine at the Vascular Institute in New Orleans, believes the reason to be worried if you down a lot of Joe. He said small amounts of coffee, up to 28 cups a week, seems to be safe. Okay? So, you know, that's not a big deal. So let's say you have, you know, 28 cups a week. It's not, I mean, that's, you know, several 8 ounce cups a day. I mean, there's a reason he's saying this. To try to keep your intake below 12 ounces per day, particularly for younger people. The issue is the debated topic of whether coffee is good for you or not. Of course, in recent years, scientists have pored over the existence, and research found that coffee drinking, even heavier consumption, actually reduces the risk of cancer, heart failure, and other conditions. And there is. I mean, there are strong links to prostate cancer and coffee consumption. I mean, like 65%. It's strong. Okay? It's really strong. So there are great benefits to coffee. And I'm not against it at all. But they're saying now that it's hard to know for sure, but it would be difficult to launch a more rigorous type of research and study, which they are doing for this. And you got big companies. I mean, you got Starbucks and everybody else out there that are like, no, you're not going to say anything bad about coffee. So in the United States, more than 60% of adults report drinking coffee every single day, consuming over 3 cups a day on average. And there is an actual National Coffee Association, by the way. Now, interestingly enough, when they tracked it, they said that what happened is that during the follow-up period, 2,500 people died from all causes. But after adjusting their statistics for factors such as smoking and fitness, the researchers found that those who drank more than 28 cups of coffee a week were 21% more likely to have died. See, they're guessing in this, guys. It's not foolproof. So Rob Van Dam, which is an associate professor at the National University of Singapore, said the study had significant shortcomings. And one of the challenges in the study, he said, was it didn't examine the dietary habits or look at the cause of death in depth. And that was some of the big challenges that it had. So Rachel Huxley, who's the chair of epidemiology at the University of Queensland, said much more common heavy coffee drinkers than others. They said the results could have been skewed. So again, it's interesting. The study like this, they're saying may have, might. You don't have to get really overly concerned about it. The key is the caffeine consumption. You don't want to hit the caffeine too hard. I mean, roughly about 160 milligrams a day tops is really what you want to do. 60 to 80 milligrams is in one cup of coffee. Just cut it down to two cups of coffee. That's it. Cut it down to that. Or switch over to green tea or any of the teas for that matter. So, interestingly enough, you know, it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. I'm not against coffee. Coffee's got its benefits. But mix it up a little bit. Just don't get stuck on having to have five cups of coffee a day. I mean, if you've got to have five cups of anything a day like that outside of water, there's an issue. Or tea. Tea's fine. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website and do that. Go to oncallradio.com. And if you haven't found a lifestyle provider, I'm telling you, lifestyle providers can take you by the hand and take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Our new InShape system and program can help you. It can help you lose the pounds, get your health back, focus, get your energy levels back to where they need to be, and really go to that next level in your health. Let's go to the phones now and go to Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Trying to find out what's good for relaxing your muscles.
You got to look at a couple things. One, you want to get enough water consumption a day. So half your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, shoot for about 75 ounces of water a day. And then for the muscle cramps and that sort of thing, you have to look at your minerals. And you can get some blood testing done by your physician or a nutritionist to look and see what your levels are. But I really am big on that. Don't just guess. Know your numbers. And getting the blood test done on a regular basis makes a difference because you can stay on top of whether or not there's enough magnesium or potassium or if you don't have enough vitamin D, which is a catalyst to make sure that all the different minerals are working properly in the body. Because if they're not, if they're out of balance, that's where you're going to get the cramping. That's where it happens. In a big, big way, too. So you've got to be really, really cautious with that. 888-283-7272. Something interesting. A lot of overweight or obese teens don't really see the issue. So now, because so many teens are overweight in that category, they've done studies on this, and they found that 73% of teens that are overweight don't know it. And their peers don't tell them. Somebody needs to tell them. You want me to tell them? I'll tell them. I have no issue with that. We got to tell people what's happening. You got to let them know what's really going on. If you're overweight, you need to know it because your health is at stake. It's not about being politically correct. I care about it because you have to in this business. But at the end of the day, I care about people more than I care about political correctness. People need truth. They need to know where they are so they can break through to a new level in their life and get new goals and get their body where it needs to be. Because until you see the reality of where you are, you're never going to make the change. And that is the absolute key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to oncallradio.com. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. So our choices that we make today will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it's really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, going in the break, talking with Miss Wade about a thyroid condition. She, for years, just took and began eating kelp just as to be healthy and read that it was good for her and knew that it was good for her and had no issues with her thyroid gland. And now, most recently, has gone to the doctor having some symptoms, and they're telling her that she had thyroiditis, which is, if it's thyroiditis, and that's what they're telling you, then that is an autoimmune condition, just so you know. So if you don't know if they said the word Hashimoto's thyroiditis, if they said thyroiditis, that typically is Hashimoto's. And that means that you can swing back and forth. Sometimes it can be low thyroid, sometimes it can be high thyroid. So that's the definition of thyroiditis. So I don't know if it's swinging back and forth with you, or if it's just staying hyper.
It's staying hyper.
Staying hyper, okay. Do they give you medicine, like propathiouracil, PTU?
Well, what they did was they phoned in a prescription for me, but I was so caught up and I've been, like I said, very independent, taking care of myself for years, and I wanted something natural. He wanted me to take a Synthroid. So, but anyway, I was more interested in taking something like the thyroid balance.
Well, he said if he gave you Synthroid, then it was hypothyroid and it was low, because Synthroid, you don't give someone Synthroid if they're
I don't feel any of the symptoms of the hypothyroid.
Let me ask you this: was your blood test number? Do you remember the numbers at all?
All of them. He didn't tell. I've only took one panel of blood. Only that, and then I'm scheduled to go back and get some more tests done.
Do you remember what the TSH number was?
No, I haven't gotten any of the results back. It's not been diagnosed testing and all that until okay. I go back for my next appointment. Some of it will be diagnosed.
Okay, I got it. So you're still in the preliminary stages. There's no formal diagnosis.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I've only seen this doctor one time, and this was from a conversation we had, you know, and they said, ask me how I feel and so forth and so on. But I have a friend who has hypothyroid, and she's cold and lethargic. I'm just the opposite, and that's the way I am constantly.
Hot, warm, and more of a
cold. Very energetic.
Yeah.
Just on the go all the time, and never have any cold, never. Slow or anything like that.
Okay. I mean, I would ask him, though, if you go back to your doctor when they give you the results, to have them check your pituitary gland, too, because the pituitary gland is, it's the master gland in the body, but it's also a primary driver for the adrenal glands and thyroid gland. So it's one thing to look at the thyroid and make sure that the numbers are right, and if they're a little bit off, there's about an 80% chance of the time where the pituitary is the driver of that. And so it's good to have that assessed, and so you might want to ask them to take a look at that. But you're asking about supplementation versus medicine is what you're asking me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. At this point in time, I mean, if you're asking my opinion, I would have to have what the numbers are, if you're just wanting some general information, what the numbers would be, and you'd have to talk with your doctor about what their thought is on supplementation. So here's kind of the take on it. If it's going really fast, meaning your thyroid, then you're going to want to do what the doctor's telling you. You're going to want to do what they tell you no matter what, okay, in the beginning. And you've got to find someone that will work with you, that's not closed-minded, that is open to different options. Because if your numbers are barely off, it would be worth it to ask him if you could possibly do some supplementation to see if the numbers will change, say, in the next 8 weeks. It's not unreasonable to ask your doctor that, okay? If the numbers are way off, like if your TSH, which is kind of a gold standard for assessing the thyroid, if the TSH was 10, then you wouldn't want to look into supplementation. You'd want to look into the traditional treatment, because at least for a period of time, because those numbers, that's a really high number, which means the thyroid is really running slow. If the number was, say, 0.01, something like that, that would be a totally different ballgame too, because that would mean that the thyroid's running very, very fast. Okay, the lower the thyroid number on the TSH, the faster the thyroid is working, more hyper. And the higher the number, it's kind of an inverse relationship, the higher the number, the slower that it's running. And so it just depends. If you're right on the line, there's nothing wrong with asking for that. If it's pretty far over in those areas, you would want to look at medication for a period of time at least to kind of jumpstart and get everything back into normal, and then talk to them about it. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a discussion with your doctor about what, you know, options that you want to do, things that might be a little bit different. And it's really their job to coach you through that, not to just say no, but to give you good sound advice. And to kind of let you know, hey, here's the parameters. Because if they're monitoring you with blood work and they're staying on top of it, then they're really not There's what's called standard of care, and they have to stay within standard of care. And then when things are on more of a borderline, there's nothing wrong with them working with you and giving you an option. So that's my two cents. And there's certain things you'll want to do. And again, with you not knowing exactly what the numbers are, it's hard for me to really give you any kind of nutritional perspective either, because, like, for example, if you are hyper and you know for a fact you've been given a diagnosis of hyperthyroidism, then there's certain foods and there's certain lifestyle factors that you can change that can be an adjunct to whatever therapy they're wanting to use. There's certain foods that will help slow the thyroid down. We know it. It's proven. And there's certain foods that will help speed it up. And so it really comes down to, you know, what your doctors are saying. And then, you know, go from there. But there's nothing wrong with looking at the natural approach, obviously. I mean, you've done that your whole life. But there again, you're a living example, potentially. And I'm not saying that the kelp messed up your thyroid, because a certain amount of kelp every day is only going to give you a baseline. It takes a ton of kelp, by the way, to like overdose on iodine. But, I mean, you've gotten to a place where, you know, it may have affected it in a negative way if you were doing a lot of it. So it just depends. All right. But I know that's not everything you wanted to hear, but it's the truth. And that's where combining traditional therapy and traditional measurable results from, like, blood work and testing and whatnot, just a couple of things to think about. But keep me posted. You can call back here on the show, and we'll be glad to talk about it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go now to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dr. Ayson. Thank you for all your knowledge. I just got my cholesterol checked, and the total was 331. The LDL is 252, and the HDL is 61. I'm on the anti-inflammatory diet, so I was wanting to see what else I could do to get my numbers down.
All right, your total number again was?
331.
All right, 331. And they have you on medicine, right?
Well, they said that they want to put me on one, but my doctor's on vacation, so I just talked to a physician assistant.
Right.
They did mention one that was, I don't remember the name. It started with an S, and it had statin on the end of it.
Simvastatin,
yes. Is that a safe one to use?
Simvastatin is pretty much a gold standard nowadays. It seems like there's so many statin drugs that, you know, it just depends on the doctor you go to. Certain docs, every doctor kind of gets in their groove of certain drugs that they like to use, and everybody has kind of their top three. But, I mean, simvastatin is a good statin drug. Yeah, if you're asking my opinion of it, yeah, it's okay. But see, the statin drugs can cause a lot of joint pain. And so sometimes the doctors will, your physician will kind of play around with different ones to see which works better for your body. I mean, my personal opinion, you know, this, people obviously ask my opinion all the time. 330 is pretty high for your cholesterol. I mean, there's, you know, it gets around 220, 230. You can start playing around with, and your doctor will probably give you options. They would probably give you options to do things more natural, or, you know, choose it to be on medication. It just depends on who you see. When you get up in over the 300s, most doctors won't give you an option. They're going to be like, well, you need to be taking a statin drug, period. And let's see where the numbers land in 8 weeks or 12 weeks, and then go from there. So it's one of those deals where if you're choosing a drug, I've heard really good research, and I've read a lot of great things about Crestor. And I'm not endorsing it by any means, but a lot of different physician friends of mine that do write a lot of prescriptions for the statin drugs really do like that. And they say good things about simvastatin, but they do see less side effects. I think the only issue with Crestor is that it's not on the cheaper list. You know, they have like the $4 list at the different, like, Walmart and whatnot. It's not. It's pretty expensive. But, again, the side effects are not as not as severe, I guess. So it's something to think about. But, yeah, I mean, from the natural side of things, eating eggs every single day, that's a very good option. Red yeast rice is good, but you can't take it with a statin drug because it can be a little bit hard on the liver. Vitamin E is known to be really supportive for cholesterol. You know, exercise is going to keep your HDLs up and pull your LDLs down. So 4 to 5 days a week of exercise has been shown. All studies have shown that it's really good. So I would do what your physician says and then do some more research on lifestyle.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know this. We're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body can change, but you have to be willing to change. That's the key. And so many people aren't willing. I mean, even now, we're seeing more than ever obesity. The rates are higher than they've ever been. We think we're winning the war on this, but so many times we're not. And we see it so often. We see so many people that are struggling with their weight. That's why we have so many shows and television shows out there like The Biggest Loser, of people focusing on losing the weight. And it's pretty amazing. It's amazing that, I don't know when it's going to stop. And it's frustrating because obesity causes, not just obesity, which is when you're about, when your BMI is at a certain level, and people that are struggling with obesity, but I'm talking about being overweight. Overweight is when you're at about 25% of your BMI. 24.2, I think it is. And when people get to that level, it's this is 65 to 70% of America right now. And only 35% of Americans are obese. And that's a lot. Okay, it's a third of our population. I'll take that. But 70%, 65 to 70% are overweight. So that means, what, two-thirds of our population are overweight. And, of course, that's why so many weight loss companies and people that do this sort of thing are doing well, because people need answers. And they've gotten themselves into a place where they can't get out. But I'm here to tell you that you can get out, that life can change. You can be different. And life can change for you. You can live in the next level, but you have to want it. You know, radical changes equal radical results. A lot of people, they get started, you know, like the New Year's resolutions, they get started with everything, but they don't follow through. And it's about the follow through. Because I'll tell you one thing, if you are overweight, the one thing you have followed through on is getting fat. You've definitely followed through on that. You've eaten your way in to being overweight. No one else did that. You did. You put the food in your mouth. You chose the foods and you made yourself fat. And let's just call it what it is. Overweight, obese, kind of soft, nice way of just saying you're fat. It is what it is. And you're going to make yourself sick by being fat. You can't be fat and be overweight and be healthy. And just be healthy and life is fine. It doesn't work like that. Most of the diseases that we see today, one of the number one contributing factors for that is being overweight. And that can change. You know why? Because you can change. Your mind can change. It can shift into another place. And if we can get, I mean, this is my biggest thought, is that if we could get our population to grasp that concept, if we can get people to drop weight, we could radically change the healthcare in America. You would shift it. I mean, physicians, it's like we, right now they're saying we have a shortage of physicians, primary care. We wouldn't even need the ones we have right now if the public would make the shift and begin to drop weight and get out of the overweight category. We wouldn't. It would be a radical shift. Right now we're trying to produce more physicians to cover the population, but the reality is we can educate the population and get them to make radical shifts in their lifestyle. The paradigm would go the other way. And I think that would be something that would be incredible. And just in an article recently that came out, they're talking about the U.S. obesity rate is, they're calling it disturbingly high, and it's unlikely that the nation will meet its goal of reducing the number of obese adults this year. The CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they reported that this week. In fact, despite the numerous amounts of public health campaigns taunting healthy eating and exercise, it appears that the rate of obesity in U.S. males, they were picking on us guys, is increasing rather than decreasing. That's pretty incredible. And a newly released study, and the reason I say that is because, and ladies, this is not me picking on you or being that guy, but the reality is that most women emotionally eat more than men do. So this is debunking that myth right there, whether it's the stress that men are under right now, maybe, you know, guys that have been working and, you know, the wives can't work. They've got four kids or two kids and they're having to run around, take care of everybody. And so the guys are having to work extra jobs just to make ends meet for whatever reason, pay cutbacks and that sort of thing. And maybe that's become the drug of choice for men. Maybe that's why they're eating more. But they're saying in this new study that Dr. Earl Ford and his colleagues from the CDC, the Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, they looked at the data of 23,000 people aged 20 and older from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey from 1999 to 2008. And they're saying for the year 1999 to 2000, 27% of men were obese and 39% had abdominal obesity, which is the number one contributing factor, by the way, to heart attacks, guys. So this defined as a waist of 35 inches or more, and for women, 35 inches or more for women and 40 or more for men. And in 2008, the year figure had risen to 32% and 44%, and now we're up to 56% and 62% in men. That's staggering. And it's one of the biggest contributors to heart-related issues. So guys, if you're overweight, I challenge you not only to be a leader for yourself, but for your family, for your kids, so you'll be around. You don't kick over of a heart attack at 50 when your kids and your grandkids, they need you. It's time to step up and make some radical changes in your life. If you don't know how to do it, go get my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through it. Let it be a guide for you. Listen to the show. Call in. Ask me questions. That's what we're here for, to take you to the next level in your health and your life. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank my producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life. And I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face. But the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.